The following comes to Radioactive from the Voice of America.
Welcome to Healthy Living. I'm Ira Melman in Washington. Millions of people live with the constant pain of fibromyalgia. It is a disorder that's often misdiagnosed, and while lab tests can help identify a lot of diseases, until recently there was no test for fibromyalgia. Now, as VOA's Carol Pearson reports, a simple blood test could finally give these patients scientific proof of their condition.
Constant pain is a symptom of fibromyalgia. Barb Hartong suffered from this disorder for a long time before she finally got the right diagnosis.
It was almost a relief because I finally knew what was wrong with me.
Fibromyalgia is a disorder with symptoms of widespread muscle and joint pain, accompanied by fatigue and problems with sleep, memory, and mood. Researchers believe that with fibromyalgia, the brain amplifies the pain signals it gets. About 75% of those who suffer from fibromyalgia are undiagnosed. Some people live with pain for years. Many patients receive treatment that's ineffective or even harmful. Researchers at the Ohio State University Wexner Medical Center formed a multidisciplinary team to see if they could develop a laboratory test to diagnose this disorder and make it easier for patients to get some relief. Dr. Kevin Hackshaw led the study.
Many of the patients with chronic opiate use turn out to have underlying fibromyalgia. So in fact, if that was recognized, then we could realize that we could stem the tide of treating them inappropriately with opiates.
The result was a simple blood test that could diagnose fibromyalgia with nearly 100% accuracy. Hackshaw worked with researchers at the Ohio State Food Science and Technology Department. The same technology used to analyze different components in food, like protein and fat, can also analyze chemicals in the blood. Hackshaw says when people learn the results, they feel relieved.
A test like this provides confirmation and validation of the symptoms that they've been suffering for years.
There's no cure for fibromyalgia, but medication, exercise, and stress reduction measures can help control the symptoms. Carol Pearson, VOA News.
Thanks for being with us for Healthy Living. Make sure you're with us next week for a new edition. In Washington, I'm Ira Melman.
That was a program from the Voice of America.